state business, wheat dealer, none, reflected, and put it out as doing a government work. And he said, that doesn't show that he was in the pocket of the big brain deals in 1965, nothing does. He said, you charged me that, and he'll shut up and stop talking about your brain deal. You know, the other thing is this. Talking to Holland a little about it, and I told him, I'd ask you to sort of case the thing out, that little narcotics and everything, what did it, that person, the other, pick up? And they picked up the colorful visual language, in other words, knocking head, cracking the wood, that's right, they set up, keeping feet on. Now, in our case, there is nobody in the price shop uses that kind of language. It's that that we need. That really what you come down to.
Oh, no.
You need the colorful language. And by colorful language, it isn't. It doesn't mean hard language necessarily. I mean, Buchanan uses hard language, but he does not use visual language. He's intellectual. What we need is something that people can see. Cracking whip, knocking head, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
I made one page of excerpts from that speech that you gave to the State Department. They happened to be the excerpts that were picked up most widely in the press. I sent them to Ray Press. I think only one of them had been in the original paper. I think you wrote them all, basically.
Oh, the original paper. I wrote about that in my mom. There's one part they picked up pretty roughly that was very good that we're going to cut off. That was the substance of the substance. I knew that was going to be there. That had to be picked up. That was the news. But the thing, see, easy to say something substantive and make news. What we have to do is to find a way to make news without saying it substantive. And that's where it stands.
Correct. I agree. It's awful. It's unfortunate. But we have a couple of guys on first that are the ordinance for confession.
Vatican.
He should be. No, we'll go here we are. That is not consistent. Here. This fellow Jack McDonald is pretty.
They're all this.
Yeah, they really are. I've been Jeff Ryan writing for us now.
Yeah?
And it's good. He's doing some of the full length speeches.
Let me tell you the most news about that. I think it's not. That means diatribe.
I have meetings here, yeah.
No, I just have to report.
I think it's a good habit, but you see a being close to the ground. I think it's a good habit. Do some of those things.
Well, you know, it's my wife. And I have a long time friend who, until I moved to New York, and even after it ended out on a couple of occasions, affecting me before I became the president of the meeting. Dr. John Lerner, Long Beach, California, Dr. John Lerner. You see, they had three Long Beach doctors who used to travel with me. I didn't have any doctors. Lerner was my family doctor, my your high preference, I don't have high, high preference, you've been, but actually has whole medical history to what I've had all my life, which is usual thing. But my point is, some specialists have broken in, figured, you know, kind of, there's a death to do it. Now, of course, all of them need to be out of the system, or they need to be able to figure out how to use them, I suppose, not in their areas. Of course, there'll be the tendency of it, probably, well, we want to say, oh, there's a question.
Oh.
You know, there should come good out anyway.
Oh.
I think we ought to smile at this good story, don't you think?
Oh, my God, I think it's a thing.
It's a really, it's better.
They broke in to get my medical records.
Oh, Jesus.
Broke in.
Yes, say. And, you got the FBI going out there to check and so forth, but I don't know, I could, what they tested, the metal gas. But I thought I'd die. I said, plural language. Now, first, there's my, there's my New York doctor, my 50s, the famous Hutchinson, who is, of course, now a psychiatrist, he's not a medical doctor. But, of course, there are all kinds of things. I think there's a rose of God and everything. I don't care if they get hazy, too. Anybody tries to attach me to my own basis, it's going to be right up to God, and it won't have to finish it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Absolutely finish it.
Yeah.
Because the thing the guy is doing to kill himself, you know, is that he is showing desperation. And it is one thing to listen to Larry O'Brien's phone conversation. It's something else again to steal the medical records of his master.
They didn't steal them from the trial. But you see, they have them on the floor, so we obviously think they copied them while they photographed them. That's what you did.
That's what
they're on. That's right. You got them on the floor. They're on the floor. And that, and it is the point, the beauty of it, they didn't touch them. They didn't touch the $100. They did what you said right out there. They did not take any prescriptions. So it was in there for the total, the whole purpose of getting the president's medical records, which were turned inside, say, I didn't do it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
good.
That's what Bill charged that we did it the way that smokes.
We did. That's what we're sharing.
Shit.
We've been putting it into our own pocket, don't we?
That's what we're sharing.
Yeah,
shit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ever make that.
Never.
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 And Christ, I was so far away from us. We were going to break it.
Is the doctor going to announce it today, or is he going to say something?
We're in control of it because we call it worse, obviously. So call it down.
So he had the FBI call back, right? The FBI actually has to go to the residency to see how it is. They're out there checking.
Because if you wait too long, then they'll say, wait, you said it happened. I suppose.
Well, we've got to do some talking to get home.
Yeah, oh boy.
Because we've got to put it out today.
You can't be a dead case.
I think if you wait, then they'll say, well, this is right here. Now it's got to be put up in the doctor's bed. Someone else will let me know. Then the FBI is going to put something to go there. And then show shit over.
They're desperate, Mr. Bristol.
I think they're desperate. I know they're going to do anything.
I've watched, I've had reruns a few times, just watching. I can't, I've never seen anyone do this in my life. I've had that conversation with those two assembly workers.
What about Bryce Harlan's point? That making him a martyr.
No, no.
Where did he get too off?
No. In all of the times in every year I've been in the political campaigns since 1952, I have never in my life seen anything like I just watched on CBS. CBS ran 3 minutes.
Really?
Of these two guys. They just, one of them looks like Archie Bunker, the other, they're 30 years old, they're 28, they're 30. One said, I'm a Vietnam vet. And they make one of them look like a complete jackass.
Well, our news summary said he was very clever in the way he handled it.
Oh, really?
No. Because I suppose that's the bet of our people that are impressed by intellectuals.
No.
Was he clever?
No. No, sir. He argued with the public. I mean, how can you be clever when you're a candidate for the United States? Arguing with a guy in a t-shirt who was, you wouldn't see it, Mr. Hall. Arguing with a guy in a t-shirt who was saying, we're for this country. We believe in this country. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. And then the government sued him and said, well, what would you do? What would you do about this war? He said, well, what are you doing about it? And he said, I'm voting for Nixon. That's what I'm doing. And the government should have quit voting. radio, that the radio actually wrote a call that it wasn't a Google, a Google transcript mistake. I said, I thought it was my album. I said, well, it's just a call, you can't miss it. It's going to happen. The press is good. Something like Parliament feels that now he's going to make the war the issue.
Projection now, next month's biggest will come out of the 23.
Individual, that's got to be Watergate.
I think he's probably going to pop over to town, I believe. Of course, if that doesn't finish, there's something wrong with this country. I don't think so. I've been waiting for him to go to Paris and bring home 20 blood prisoners and all the other prisoners, some dramatic, so he can't go to North Carolina. That's
last year, $108,600. But his net assets,
hasn't gone to the Kennedy family for contributions from the citizens.
Quote, "That's probably the last place that I would turn to ask for money. I had no intention of doing it," Sharpe said. I would have hoped that if they are interested in the success of the campaign, they would make a contribution. But I just, it's just kind of wet. Governor Sharpe, and there's how. Network, nothing comes of 100,000, 700,000, like how the hell can they come? You're talking again. What they come up with is, well, Kennedy money, which Joe Kennedy was a genius at being able to figure out trusts, and they probably, by the kids, they probably had each one had $1 million trust, and they grow the income, pay the rent, and they can do what was borrowed. We can't say anymore about that. Well, hoping it's broke. Why isn't Kennedy supporting the government charges and the investment? They've always put money into the campaign as before. And they hear Schreiber saying he wouldn't ask for it, but if they're interested.
I'll tell you what you do. If anybody thought to go back and see how much they put in the Bob Kennedy campaign and how much they put in Jack Kennedy campaign, they gave a greater role to get their head over the city.
And did they report it? Something going on?
They lied.
They never put in all money. What they,
a lot of money would be spent, but you never could ever.
They sold something in, or they reported something.
Well, that's all right. They sold something.
No, the biggest items, the biggest unreported estimates. In other words, in 1958, when Jack Kennedy was virtually out of the room, the newspapers reported that he spent an estimated $800,000 virtually out of the room. Nobody knew where he got it from. All assumed to be from the finance. You don't go to the official report, you just say it was reported in 1958. John Kennedy spent $800,000 in the pre-election, decided in 1960 to virtually out of the room. Bobby Kennedy spent $7 million. Would that make for the wells?
We claim that, right?
Sure. Hey, that's all you have to do. You don't have to. Nobody's going back to try to piece together the violence on the field statute. You can't find it. And,
No, that county spent about $40 million.
Sure. Everybody in the country thinks that, and it says in here, that Joseph Kennedy is one of the richest men in America. But nobody thinks that. It's a joke. The Kennedys always, the people think the Kennedys pour millions into their campaign.
Right.
So, for them to be giving out a nickel, the Schreiber has to make him feel it. People have to say, what's wrong with it? Or it's a bad investment. There's another list of issues that Betty has just sent a letter back to many people, small donors.
I heard about that.
Well, here he is asking little people to put money in, and he's not putting any.
People should ask him how much he would get from Senator Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. So answer the letter to Kennedy. How much he could.
He'll say, I'm getting my
money. Well, except for the possibility of my wife, none of the Kennedys has given any money yet. We will disclose all the money we get. Certainly all the money the Kennedys get. Just, try to listen to it. That's what he asks. That repeats all of the government charges, all the immigration charges. So he gets into the damnedest statements. I mean, the fraud, you cannot worry. I put all the money I make, whether it's in the law firm, or when I'm investing in the banks, or from the government, into our joint effort as a family, Sharpe said, explaining why we only got $100,000. I just think he comes up with a very cool. A lot of sophisticated.
Why?
I don't think so.
I figure everybody that knows just about the truth, nobody has made as much as I have, and had about what I have got.
Well, they think he's lying, this person. They know he's married to the Kennedys, and they're poor and rich. They see that picture with the huge house. And now they're reading this sort of pitiful stuff, and well, Kennedys haven't given us any money, and I certainly wouldn't ask them to be the last people I'd ask. But maybe if they have any hope of our having a successful campaign, it'll be the sun. And it's just, it's a marvelous ploy, not only publicly, but imagine the turmoil of that's going into effect within that family.
Mount Rose to see 150 people opponents go up to any game. Government like weapons are just driving the same, and that's public policy, the policy.
Oh, chief.
Let's bring it, right? I mean, it's.
I think we need to be pressured on how to get this for a step.
Citizenship, that was, oh, I feel very bad for him because I know him so well, he's a patriot, total patriot, an American. And I'm sure that giving paper, 21 years, CIA, doing whatever his country goes, they person is what. And he comes out of CIA into this environment, and he goes to business, but this is an asset to go. Whatever he's doing, he's doing his time. I mean, I'm sure he has quite a few, you know, knowing how to do it. Oh, I'm still working for my family, I'm a spot. That's just one thing.
It's just the way you do it.
Yeah, I know, you said, well, you're right, it's very important on the whole thing.
I'm sure.
I'm sure they go out and make some of those.
You always have.
And where you go. But he's a total patriot, he's a total right winger. Pretty hasty, you know, yeah, with a passion. And,
Castro.
Ah, God, that was. He wrote the column in such a way, he said, well, Patrick is advanced his theory. He said, now, I can disclose that I've been on for 21 years, and he's a great mayor. He goes, I eulogize his time. He said, I'm a godfather, so I know that he is no trifling. He is no mere trifling. That's the truth. And when you get all through reading, it's a brilliant thing.
That the third impression that these guys were up defending against counting his money coming into the. That's what they said too.
And that was a nice thing that they on television they said that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right.
And I got to ask him a little about it. Did you see what these fellows said? They said it's pretty good. Hospital closes, we should.
Well, I agree with Neil, but as a matter of fact, he may have no choice in doing that. After all, it was a burglary, right? And if he has to report the charges filed, it looks like we've got something we want to try and cover up. That's the other side of it, too. I agree with Neil, I don't think we've got a choice about all this. Can't be too cute. Just gotta put it out, I'm sure, so if they say that, this is a hard business, it's not gonna be a good.
talking to him too much and overreacting. Tell him. He isn't getting his campaign up there. One reason he isn't getting his campaign up there is because we're gutting him. We're gutting him on little things, we're gutting him on big things. We've got people harassing him, or just trying to work with him. Talk with Cal. And with him. But
I don't know.
Things are getting to him that are affecting him. And he just screened his defense policies today by jumping in the head of his place. So he didn't get the big drive he was planning. Like, he got a bad, he got a negative concept. All of these things, the cumulative impact of all this, he's not defensive. The moment we throw out something that he can shoot, with our people, we're still, we don't see it in this summer, but our people are still out there.
They really are.
Well, Peterson did it yesterday in his speech in Pittsburgh, of all people, Peterson. He called it and he said, "I'm screwing my credibility because he's doing it." So, his papers out there said, "Peterson, a rare Heisman man." And I said, "Good." And he, maybe they won't like it in New York City, but no.
Yeah.
But no, but we're getting it out of the country. So why give him one that he can shoot? Unless we have one. We have one. Really started to eat at us on things. We have to reassess it, I think. But by the way, you have to take it. You have to realize that children can't win all of it. It's like a water gun, for example, which I'm about to have to be I want to. I had on a race held in some quarters, and I said, "Oh, the gun was awesome." Howard Baker, Muskie was clear, and a lot of others in the city and so forth. But it would frankly make inevitable. First, it would destroy our ability to do property taxes. And second, it increases over 4 years taxes by $24 billion. Not taxes, but spending money. When I've got that, if you do that, you have to raise taxes. And I just can't do it. No, I would, that's a great way to prove the point that you're not going to spend. Right now, we've got a credibility drive, and I'll be up to say, because Johnny Brand's a serious and sexy and our own people. Why do they bother? Why do they do that? Just trying to be smart and ask to go out. Go out and assess and see, because he always wants to be different. And he wants to see the press. Johnny Burns needs to be different. I'm scared to see the jury's
opinion. Figures, are we going to have to raise taxes?
And they're the only thing that he's a fiscal conservative, so that's a
logical
line. But they don't realize, so that we raise it. They won't have to be raised if we keep the budgets at our level. If they had 250 guys, for example, that would have one thing. It's given by some chance. It's much more bigger than 250 bucks. They didn't want to see it. I'm going to say this season makes it possible for us to say categorically that we don't have to. We don't have to. But that's why a big deal of the water quality has two virtues in my mind. One virtue is that it enables us to say you're doing this because you're going to keep our budget in the
right.
And I got a kind of group that says, well, maybe that's right. You know, you can't do it to start becoming a little bit better. Secondly, it's considered not to be the political speed that it is. And I think fewer of those are an advantage. There are plus and not an advantage. We'll get rolled on Congress.
Survivors,
right. Survivors, and so on. Congress, and a lot of Congress. I mean, it's important to Congress.
that's about the only upbeat thing he said. Chris Travis said he's never had so bad. You can't say that. And then Miss Harris, maybe you know that.
I think it's one upbeat one. I think it was
the line forever.